Dr. Christian's office.
The Vaseline Program, the only show in radio where the audience writes the script. Well, tomorrow's Thanksgiving Day, so we hope you're in a festive mood tonight to enjoy a delightful light comedy we have for you. The prize play is called Cupid's Boomerang. The author is Joyce Culbertson of station KWKH, Shreveport, Louisiana. The star is Jean Hershel, with Rosemary DeCamp in the supporting role of Judy Price. Going to a big Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow, ladies? Well, then I'm sure you'll want to look your best in every way. So remember, your hair will look its loveliest, soft and radiant for the holiday with just a little effort on your part tonight. Try the Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment. So simple, so easy, yet it works such wonders with your hair. First, before shampooing, massage your hair briskly with Vaseline Hair Tonic. Use plenty of it. And then, after washing, brush on a little Vaseline Hair Tonic as you would a Brilliantine. You'll be thrilled with the result. For the Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment enriches your hair's own natural highlights, makes it radiantly soft and easy to put up, checks any dryness of scalp or hair as well. Try the Vaseline Hair Tonic Glamour Treatment tonight, won't you? Remember, Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheeseboro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. For our prize play. And it begins in Dr. Christian's familiar office in the old white house at the corner of State Street and the River Road.
Mrs. Attlee's on the phone, Dr. Christian.
Thanks, Judy. Hello, Mrs. Attlee.
Hello, Dr. Christian. Now, I want you to listen, and don't you say no until I've finished. Our Ladies' Aid Society is planning a charity dance next Saturday night. We're having it at the school auditorium. And we especially want you to be there.
Oh, well, thank you, Mrs. Attlee, but really, I don't
think... I told you to let me finish. We especially want you because we know those old cronies at that bachelor club you belong to follow you like sheep. If you come, they'll all come.
Mrs. Attlee, I really couldn't. Thank you just the same, but I'm afraid my dancing days are long past.
Now, Doctor, we're holding this dance for a good cause, and we want 100% turnout. The money's going to the new hospital wing.
Well, that kind of charity, I'm willing to make sacrifices. I don't even mind dancing. Although my bones creak to think of it.
Fine. And remember, we're counting on you to see that all the Bachelor Club members come, too.
Well, I'll try, but I can't guarantee that. If I know those boys, that's a pretty big assignment.
Oh, no excuses, though. You can get them there if you try real hard. We'll expect you.
All right. Goodbye, Mrs. Attlee.
Did I hear you say dance, Dr. Christian?
Yes, Judy, but it's for a good cause, the new hospital wing.
Oh, and you're supposed to get all the club members there, too, huh?
Yeah. Sounds like quite a job, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
Well, I might as well go right now and try my powers of persuasion. Fellas ought to be willing to help out in something like this.
Joe, come on in and hear this.
What's going on, Sam?
Oh, Paul here wants us all to attend the ladies' aid dance.
Oh, now, Sam, you don't need to make it sound worse. It's for a splendid cause, Joe.
Yeah.
The money is gone to the new hospital wing.
Not me. I'm a charitable-minded man, but charity begins at home. I want to be kind to my feet. Let the poor suckers that married the ladies come to their aid.
That's pretty good, Joe. Well, Doctor, you see how it is. Guess you're just out of luck.
Yeah.
Well, the least I can say is that you're all pretty... uncooperative. What about you, Dan? Don't you want to come along?
Oh, sure, sure, Dan'll go. He wouldn't miss the chance to put his arm around Miss Sarah. Dancing with her is the only time he's got nerve enough to do it.
How about it, Dan? Can I count on you?
I guess so, Paul.
You see what I tell you? He wouldn't miss the chance.
Stop kidding him, Sam. See, you're making him blush.
Oh, all right, you fellas. Dan can't help if he's shy. You just wait and see. Someday he'll get up nerve enough to propose to Sarah. And I'll bet that she'll accept him, too.
Oh, do you think so, Paul?
Certainly I do. All you have to do is ask her. I'm sure it isn't hard.
Why don't you ask her for him, Doctor?
Yeah, Paul John Alden Christian, we'll call him.
Tell you what, Doctor, if you propose to Sarah for Dan at the dance, then we'll all go.
Oh, no, no, that wouldn't be right. Would it, Paul?
Sort of put you in a spot now, don't you, Doctor?
Now, you both think you're being funny, but I'm just going to fool you.
Hmm?
If Dan wants me to, I will propose to Sarah for him and catch you in your own trap.
Oh, but Paul...
I gotta see. I'll be there.
Me too. I think you can count on all the rest of the boys too, Paul.
Oh, are you sure this will work, Paul?
Now, don't you worry about a thing, Dan. You fellas just be sure you all show up next Saturday night at the school auditorium. Now, don't rush me, Sam. Don't rush me. You have to wait for an opportune moment, you know. I see Judy over there. Excuse me. Oh, hello, Judy. Do you care to dance?
Oh, I'd love to, Dr. Christian. What's the matter, Doctor? Don't you feel well?
Oh, yes. I feel fine.
You seem so nervous, not like yourself at all. Your hands are positively clammy.
They are?
Yes. By the way, I'm amazed to see the Bachelor Club turn out. How in the world did you get him to come?
I sort of bribed him, I guess, Judy.
Bribed him? What with?
Well, hello there, you two. May I serve you some punch?
Yes, please, Mrs. Atlee.
Thank you.
Doctor, I don't know how you did it, but congratulations on getting all the extra men here tonight. You know, we ladies didn't really think you could.
Oh, it was nothing, Mrs. Atlee. Glad to help the cause.
Bring your punch and let's sit down, Dr. Christian. Now, what's the matter with you, Doctor? You're getting more fidgety by the minute.
Oh, Judy, I've got myself in an awful mess. I don't know how to get out of it.
Well, what in the world is it?
Well, you see, Judy, I got the boys to come to the dance tonight by promising that I would propose to Sarah Moyes for Dan Summers.
Dr. Christian!
Yes, I know. It sounds a little foolish to me, too, now. But you know how timid Dan is. He's been in love with Sarah for years, just hasn't got nerve enough to tell her.
Speak of the devil. Hello there, Dan. How are you?
Oh, all right, I guess, Judy. Will you excuse us a minute? I have to speak to Paul alone.
Oh, certainly. Here, you can have my seat. I have a stance anyway.
Oh, no, wait, Judy.
See you later, Doctor.
Paul, when are you going to ask her? I can't stand the strain much longer.
Listen, Dan. After thinking it over, I don't think...
Oh, but Paul, you're not backing out.
Oh, there you are, Doctor. Listen, we kept our part of the bargain. Now, when are you going to keep yours?
That's right. My feet are killing me.
All right.
Oh, there she's over by the door. Here's that opportune moment you've been waiting for, and I'll take her outside and ask
you. Oh, yes, yes. Go on, Paul. This suspense is more than I can take.
Well, here goes.
Oh, come on, boys. We can't miss this.
Let's duck out this door. We can stand behind the bicycle racks and hear them. Come on, Dan.
Really, Dr. Christian? I don't need any fresh air. Doesn't seem warm to me.
Oh, doesn't it? I think it's very warm.
Well, I really must go back in now. The ladies will be wondering...
Oh, Sarah, just a minute. I've been wanting to speak to you all evening about something very important.
Is that why you've been acting so funny? Well, what is it?
Sarah, I know you've never suspected it, but... there's someone in this town who is very much in love with you.
In love with me?
Yes. Sarah, this someone would like to ask you to be his wife.
Why, Paul.
Yes, to be his wife.
Why, Paul, why didn't you tell me?
Well, Sarah, this person is...
Never mind, you foolish boy. You must be scared to death, judging from the roundabout way you're asking me.
I must admit I'm a little nervous. Now, Sarah, as I was saying...
Don't say another word. You've been through enough already. Of course I'll marry you, Paul.
Sarah!
Oh, Dan, you knocked the bike over.
Who's that? Who's back there?
Oh, it's us, Sarah. We just came out for a smoke.
Well, it looks like the cat's out of the bag, Paul. I suppose they heard.
That's right. We couldn't help hearing. Congratulations, Paul.
Yeah, congratulations, Doctor.
Oh, now listen.
You'd never believe it, but Paul's the shyest man I've ever... Why, who's that with you? I can't quite see in the dark.
Oh, it's Dan Summers. How about congratulating Sarah and Paul, Dan?
Yes. Congratulations, Paul, Sarah.
Dr. Christian.
Oh, good morning, Judy.
You don't look so well, Doctor. Didn't you sleep much?
I didn't close my eyes.
Oh, Dr. Christian, what is it?
It's awful, Judy. I'm engaged.
You're what?
That's right, I'm engaged, and at my age.
Oh.
Oh, I was trying to propose to Sarah, for Dan, that is, and she misunderstood me. She thought I was asking for myself.
Well, why didn't you explain right away?
Oh, now, how could I? Before I had a chance to say another word, one of those crazy idiots knocked over a bicycle, and Sarah found out they were all listening. He practically announced our engagement to them. They all congratulated me.
Oh.
Well, I couldn't humiliate Sarah then by saying it was a mistake. That I didn't want to marry her.
Was Dan there?
Oh, poor Dan. He's heartbroken. I wouldn't blame him if he never spoke to me again after the way I mixed things up. Well, I did expect some sympathy from you, Judy.
Oh, I'm sorry, but you know... Dr. Christian's office? Oh, good morning, Miss Sarah.
Oh, tell I'm not in.
I'm sorry, Miss Sarah. He's out on a call. Yes, I'll be glad to give him the message. Your house for dinner tonight. Yes, I'll tell him. Of course I can keep a secret. What is it? My, that is a surprise. Well, congratulations.
Oh, no.
I believe you're right. I have noticed that the doctor looks a little peaked. Miss Sarah, I'll give him your message when he comes in.
Judy, what am I going to do?
I don't know. She confided the secret to me. Pretty serious, I guess. Maybe you'll just have to go through with it.
Never. Oh, I don't mean that Sarah isn't a lovely woman. She is, but marry her. Besides, what would Dan do?
Well, why don't you go on over to the club and talk to the boys?
I will. If anyone calls, say I'm out for the day, Judy.
All right.
I'm the one that needs a doctor. I feel like I'm running a temperature. Besides, I think I need my head examined. See how it is, fellas. You've got to help me get out of this.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Doctor. It is carrying a joke pretty far.
That's right. Besides, think of Dan.
First time in years I can remember him missing our checker game, too.
Yeah, he was pretty broken up, all right.
Oh, I feel terrible about the whole thing.
That's another thing. Dan wouldn't want Sarah's feelings hurt for anything, even if you did have to marry
him. Oh, stop saying that. Just have to think of a way, that's all. Something that'll take Sarah out of my arms and put on Dan's.
Say, I was just thinking...
Here, Sam, have you got an idea?
No, it's too crazy.
Well, I'm desperate enough to try anything. What is it?
Okay, now here's the idea. How do you think would be... It's about time you got here, Joe. What did you want, anyway?
Sorry to keep you waiting, Dan. I had a little business that delayed me.
Well, what did you have to see me about that's so important?
Oh, I can't tell you here, Dan. Let's walk over to the club.
Oh, I don't want to see anybody tonight, Joe.
Oh, come on. We all know how you feel, but... Well, you know the old saying, may the best man win.
Okay, I guess I might as well.
Attaboy. Here, let's go this way.
What for? It's no shorter.
What's the difference? It's a nicer street.
Oh, you're just making me feel worse, Joe. What's the use of walking by Sarah's house?
Oh, now you have to get a hold of yourself, Dan. You can't live in Rivers End the rest of your life and not pass Sarah's house. You might as well get used to it. Matter of fact, you'll probably see a good deal of Sarah and Paul after they're married. Yeah. Might as well just get used to it.
Oh, dear.
Come on now, old man. Buck up. We're almost passing Sarah's house right now.
Yeah. Oh, Joe, look there.
Huh?
Is that smoke coming out of that window?
By golly, I believe it is.
Why, her house is on fire, Joe. Sarah's house is on fire.
You're right, Dan, it is.
Oh, well, run to the corner and turn in the alarm. I'm going in.
No, Dan. You can't risk your life to save Sarah's.
Let go of me, Joe. I'm going in. I said I'm going in.
Joe. Well, here we are, back of these bushes.
He bit like a fish. Did you see the way he tore in there?
Yeah, I only hope they react to the rest of the plan as well.
Yeah. Hey, get back. Here he comes out again.
Yeah.
Look, boys. Look, he's carrying her.
Yeah.
Go on over, Joe. See what happened. We'll follow you in a minute.
Okay.
Oh, Joe.
Yes?
Joe, where have you been?
Over here.
She fainted.
She did.
She fainted dead away.
No.
I had to carry her out.
Oh. Hey, what's the trouble, Dan? Dr. Chris and I just happened to be passing. We saw the smoke.
Yeah, we'd better see what we can do about that fire, Sam. Come on.
Oh, Sarah. Joe, you rub her wrist.
Sure.
Oh, wish I had some smelling salts. Sarah, can you hear me?
Oh, what happened? What are you doing holding me in your arms, Dan Summers? Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember, Sarah? Your house caught on fire.
Yes, of course. Now I remember. But how'd I get out here?
Why, Dan saved your life.
He did.
Sure did. Why, Sarah, he was like a wild man. Rushed right into the flames.
I don't see any flames.
Oh, I guess the boys got him under control now.
Why, Dan, that was mighty brave of you.
Oh, shucks, Sarah. I'd face 1,000 burning buildings for you.
I don't know what to say.
Don't you understand, Sarah? Dan loves you. Been in love with you for years.
Oh, now, Joe.
Shh, get quiet, Dan. Sarah's an intelligent woman. I guess she can see the true worth of any man who's willing to risk his life for her.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sarah. Joe shouldn't have told you that.
But, Dan, if that's the way you felt, why didn't you ever tell me?
Oh, he's too bashful, Sarah. Too bashful. Took an emergency like this to make him forget it.
Oh, shucks, Joe.
See what I mean, Sarah?
Dan, you should have let me know. Things might have been different all these years. Oh.
Well, what's the matter, Sarah?
Paul. Huh? I forgot about Paul. Huh? I'm engaged to him, you know, Dan.
I know.
Well, you'll just have to tell him the truth. If you and Dan love each other, you can't marry another man, now can you?
But how could I tell him? Oh, no. It's too late now, I guess.
Now, listen. Paul's a strong man. You'll just have to bear it. You two have to tell him the truth, that's all. Shh. Here he comes now. You better tell him, Sarah.
Oh, I don't think we should do this to Paul.
Well, we got to fly out.
How do you feel, Sarah?
Awful.
What is it? You weren't hurt, were you?
No, but... Paul, I have something to tell you.
Yes, Sarah?
Paul, I can't tell you how sorry I am, but, well, I can't marry you, that's all.
Sarah, do you mean it? Why?
I love Dan and he loves me. We just discovered it. So naturally, I can't marry another man when...
No, naturally. This is a bitter blow, Sarah, but, well, I guess I'll just have to take it like a man.
Yeah, that's right, Doctor. Chin up.
Yes. Oh, I wish you and Dan every happiness, Sarah. As for me...
Gee, Paul, if you feel that bad about it...
Oh, no, Dan. Hmm? It's all right. The best man won. That's all.
Oh, thanks, Paul.
I'm terribly sorry, Paul. Well, I must say, I never expected to have two men wanting to marry me. At my age.
Guess we better be getting on. You've had enough excitement for one evening, Sarah.
Yeah, Dan, you take Sarah and then talk over your future plans.
But the house...
Oh, no damage done. That must have been your furnace or something making all that smoke.
My goodness. If it hadn't been for that, why, just think. Dan might never have spoken. I might have married the wrong man.
I shudder to think of it.
What?
Oh, I say I shudder to think of how unhappy you might have been. Happiness, Judy, is a simple matter of status. Last night I was engaged. Today I'm unengaged.
Well, I understand everything, except how was there smoke without fire?
Sam and I made a smoke bomb and threw it in the window.
And how did you and Sam make a smoke bomb?
Well, if you must know, we made it with a chemistry set that belongs to Sam's nephew.
Oh.
It gave directions.
Oh, the dignified Dr. Christian. I wish I could have seen you.
I didn't want to tell you. You forced me.
Yeah. Excuse me. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Atlee. Yes, he's here. Just a moment. For you, Doctor.
Hello? You want me to what? Oh, no, I'm very sorry, Mrs. Abbey. I couldn't possibly. No, I'm sorry. In fact, I'm going out of town for the week. I may be gone for a month. Now, don't count on me. Goodbye, Mrs. Attlee.
What now?
Mrs. Attlee's unmarried sister is in town. She invited me to dinner. She wants her to meet some of the boys.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Not me. I tried to shoot one arrow for Cupid and it boomeranged on me. Never again.
And the curtain comes down on another Dr. Christian Prize play with our star, Jean Hersholt, waiting to greet you. But first, a message from Judy Price.
Friends, in most any first aid class, you learn that the skin is mighty important to your health because it protects you against infection. But remember, the skin does many other vital jobs, too, like getting rid of waste materials and regulating body temperature. So, of course, the skin should get immediate attention whenever there's the slightest burn or other irritation. Always keep a jar of Vaseline petroleum jelly handy. There's nothing better for minor household burns. Yes, and doctors often recommend Vaseline petroleum jelly for babies' tender, irritated skin. What's more, folks who work with paints, plasters, and other irritants find that it protects and soothes their hands to smooth on Vaseline petroleum jelly before and after working. In fact, there's probably nothing in your medicine cabinet that does so much, yet costs so little, as safe, dependable Vaseline petroleum jelly. Insist on Vaseline petroleum jelly, a quality product, only 15 cents for the popular size, 25 cents for the large economy jar.
Thank you, Rosemary DeCamp. And now here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. The author of tonight's play, Joyce Culbertson, spent her early working years in show business as a dancer. Now she's employed as production manager of station KWKH, a CBS affiliate in Shreveport, Louisiana. And the play you heard tonight is her first sale in the literary line. Next week, we plan to present a new prize play called Gold Girl by Barbara Corcoran of Hollywood, California. We invite you all to join us again next Wednesday evening, same time and same station. Until then, I'll say good night.
Lips chapped? Don't put up with it. Use Vaseline Lip Ice. Healing begins almost immediately. Vaseline Lip Ice costs only 10 or 25 cents at any drugstore. So for quick relief, quick healing when lips are chapped, get Vaseline Lip Ice. Art Gilmore speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.